You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you had a great day. We are looking forward to hopefully entertaining you over the next couple hours. I am Pete Schwabe, joined by my compadre, Greg Bach, who is just down the coast in Radio Park. I am in Marinette, Wisconsin, of course, after a lovely evening in Madison last night. And Dom Lee is holding down the fort, as usual, at Civic Media headquarters. How are you guys tonight?
You know what?
Dom, seniority.
Okay. All right.
Greg, get the floor.
Oh, no, I was going to say, Dom, go ahead. You're the one who makes sure the microphones work. I don't want to get... But I was going to say good or something akin to that. What we usually do in the world when someone says, how is it going? You say, going good, going great, going good. It was a whatever day. Like, it was not a great day. It wasn't a bad day, but it was one of those days where I had a whole list of things I wanted to get done. And then, like, one place was closed, another place, it just didn't make sense to drive all the way back home and then come all the way back to work. So I got, like work, I got stuff done, but like personal, got almost nothing done today. So I'm just sitting here going, ugh, I didn't like it. I don't like it.
Same with me.
I can relate to that.
Same
go
with
ahead.
Me. Yeah, same with me. I was going to go grocery shopping this morning, and I was just too lazy to do it. I feel like I'm being lazy today. I think it's just a lazy day. That's what it feels like. And it shouldn't be. It's a nice day out, but I was feeling pretty lazy.
All right. So I can relate to that. I left my hotel this morning in Madison. I couldn't check out. Because the credit card on file for the people that pay for the room was not, there was not a form filled out or something. And I said, well, what if I just left? Usually I leave. I don't go down to the front desk and check out like it's 1972, but I wanted to make sure I could get my car out of the garage. So that was the thing. Then I went to Portillo's, a fine dining establishment that I love, a beef sandwich. Dom can relate. Really Greg, good. Have you had Portillo's?
I have.
I think there's one in
There's one in Brookfield. Everyone is very excited about a hot dog place.
Well, no, Italian beef. Let's get this straight. I forgot to order jardinera. And here's what I've learned. When you order food, don't change anything because it throws the entire business plan of the franchise into upheaval. I ended up waiting 40 minutes because I made one special request after I ordered. I was waiting for 30 minutes.
Hold it. Well, okay, first of all, what did you order?
I ordered an Italian beef sandwich. I forgot to get jardinera on it, which I typically do, the hot peppers. So I went to the woman at the counter and I said, I forgot to get jardinera. Can you put some on the side? She said, sure. Cut to 25 minutes later. I see all these other orders flying out the door and people with 100, like their number was like 100 more than me. I'm like, what did I do? And I broke my own rule. I don't ever make special requests. It's like when Jimmy John says, do you want cheese on that? If I say no, there's going to be cheese on it. Like, you just can't mess up their flow.
Yeah, but no. Sorry, no. This is not on you. Sorry. I'm all about personal responsibility, and I get what you're saying. But if you order something, and like you order an Italian beef sandwich, and you say, can you throw some jardineras on there? That shouldn't be a thing that holds up your order for the length of a Chuck Lorre sitcom. You know,
it should I agree.
Just say like, hey, can we give you some on the side and you put it on yourself? Because if we do that, like, you know, like it should not have taken that long. And I don't think it was because you didn't remember. It was because something else.
You're probably right. But for comedic storytelling purposes, I was trying to be.
Well, now I feel like I just ruined your joke.
No, because I'm saying what you're saying, like. For whatever reason, the littlest thing throws them off. That could have been like, oh, I got to go back and read. I don't know what it was, but it's just whenever it's like that Murphy's Law thing when you're kind of, I had to get on the road because we had our meeting and I was going to call in over the phone. I was so exhausted today. I drank a 16-ounce Mountain Dew like I was 12 years old because I wanted more than coffee. Like the coffee gives you the caffeine. I needed like sugar and caffeine. And so I'm a little amped up. So I'm just warning you guys. but I did it for the show.
Have you ever had Jolt Cola? It's way better.
Oh, wow. Not in 25 years, yeah.
Oh, Dom, have you never heard of Jolt Cola?
Never heard of that in my life, no.
Jolt Cola was a soda that came out back in like the late 80s, early 90s, that their tagline was more caffeine than Mountain Dew.
What?
Like there were parents out there who said things like, you know, kids should not be drinking Jolt Cola. This is not good. I'm like, no soda is good for any child, but you pick Jolt? I remember as a kid, back when soda was almost always like refrigerated or at least in a soda area, which it is now, but like Jolt Cola when I was younger was in it, almost in like a specialty part of the store because they just didn't treat it as soda. They were more like, this seems more like a liquidy drug that we should be selling with a doctor's prescription. But here you go, kiddos. Put it on this low shelf, charge $4 for a six pack. All right.
It was like between soda and liquor. It was in a weird zone where they didn't know. Yeah. And I love it that they had another soda's name in their tagline.
Yeah.
Like kind of advertising for Mountain Dew as well. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's funny. I cannot tell you the last time I drank a Mountain. Well, I don't really soda that much anymore, but Mountain Dew, oh my goodness gracious.
Whew. I don't either, but it was it literally, when I tasted it, it was like, yeah, I feel like I'm 12 again because that's what I used to drink. Like a bag of Doritos and a Mountain Dew, like that was lunch.
I still have a Mountain Dew Baja Blast every time I go to Taco Bell. I
so
have to
my
have
son.
It.
What is the deal? What is the deal? Sorry. I don't want to get sued.
What's that sign
called? What's the deal? So dumb. What is the situation / explanation with the youth Taco Bell and Baja Blast? Because whenever I hear Baja Blast, it's always in connection with Taco Bell. No one just ever says, man, I just had a Baja Blast. It's always, I went to Taco Bell and I had a Baja Blast. And then all their friends are like, ooh.
Because I feel like it's really hard to get anywhere else. I feel like if you go to Taco Bell and it's kind of like a variety drink. It's a special drink for me. You know what I mean? When I go there, I'm like, ooh, Baja Blast. I'm excited.
White wine with seafood. You don't order a Baja Blast with your veggie burger or your side salad. It only goes with Taco Bell.
Exactly.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Pete steps in with the remarks of his opinions there. Like, that's the thing. You're going to get a salad and a Baja Blast.
That's my culinary knowledge.
It's very interesting. Okay.
It ends there. Hey, we got a great show tonight, folks. A couple great guests, a fun question. Yeah. Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, will be here at 5:35. He's going to give us an update on a passing that is tied to the Packers organization and one of their famous stadium songs that we all know and love. Mike will be here to talk about the Brewers. What else? He's got
the draft, the Bucks. I mean, there
NFL
is
draft, of course.
Whether it's on or not, Wisconsin sports is happening big time with the NFL draft. And I would talk to him about this, a tweet, I still call it tweets, from Giannis about his future with the Bucks. So we'll be talking to Mike Moore in actually just in a little while.
He'll be here. It's going to be fun. Always fun when Mike Clemens drops by. And then our pal, Martin Alvarado. He is the community engagement specialist at the Madison Public Library. We're going to be talking about National Poem Month and some great books. Always fun when Martin is here. He'll be in studio, right, Tom?
He'll be in studio.
He will. I'll be letting him in. Yes. I'm excited.
Is he there already?
He's not there already, but once he is, I'll give you his.
Please tell us the moment he gets there.
Yeah, I need to know.
I asked him to bring us some Baja Blast, and if he doesn't bring it, I'm very upset.
That's the perfect compliment for a poetry reading. You start reading a lot faster and getting all amped up. I think without further ado, we should probably get to our question of the night, maybe?
I think that's a great idea.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. Jack Nicholson, one of the most famous actors of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue whether he's one of the best or not. It's all subjective, but he is 89 years old today, ladies and gentlemen. So our question of the night, what is your favorite Jack Nicholson movie or role? So let us know on the, there's a variety of ways you can get in touch with us.
Yeah.
But 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, which you probably already have. If not, please download it. It's free and you can take us and the whole network with you wherever you go. Yeah. And if you're watching the radio on the stream at Facebook, YouTube, or X Twitter, give us a drop a stream comment and be part of the Jack Nicholson conversation. But as you know, you can always chime in with whatever your thoughts are based on our discussion here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Can I also wish a happy birthday to another luminary actor, director, writer, which, by the way, I think is very interesting. We always talk about Jack Nicholson as an actor, but he is a writer, a director, a producer. He's all the things, but happy 80th birthday to Mr. John Waters.
Oh, wow. John Waters. Yep. See, I need a new celebrity birthday site. John Waters wasn't even on there.
Oh, I am sorry to tell you that.
I get all
I'm glad I told you. I'm glad I informed you because he's fantastic.
You did too.
Yeah, there you go.
I get all these like influencers, like this girl named Ihess Cupquake. And it's like, why am I hearing about that?
Oh,
like,
I love her. Yep.
Did you have to bleep that?
Come
that
on. Like,
are you really serious? Dumb?
I am. She's a YouTuber. Yes, very good.
Ihess Cupquake?
Lots of millions of subscribers. Check her out. Okay, she's very good.
What does she do?
She does like
what does she talk about?
Crafts. She does like a lot of DIY craft stuff. And I used to paint all right.
Now
in high school.
I kind of feel bad now. Basically like a popsicle stick house or what?
Get off of my lawn, you dirty influencers. Oh, you're making a bird box. Come on in. I'll make some tea.
Hey, speaking of that, we have tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, is our Night Light Movie Club in the second hour on every Thursday. This week's movie is The Breakfast Club. You know it. You love it. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Be part of the conversation tomorrow night. We'll talk about The Breakfast Club. We'll do a deep dive, maybe ask some questions. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you've seen it, join the conversation. If you haven't, you still have time to watch it.
There you go. It's going to be fun.
And that's a Domley. That's a Domley choice.
That's a Domley choice.
I never watched it. I'm very excited. I'm very excited too.
That's a gosh-dom good choice.
I have not.
You still haven't watched it.
Okay. I have not watched it. I have not watched it.
Clock's ticking, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah, get yourself a Baja Blast and stay up a little later. Okay. we've got some news stories we need to get to. Dom, if you please.
The first big story.
So, happy Earth Day, everybody.
Thank you, Greg.
That's about it. Okay, cool. All right, cool.
Today
is Earth Day 2026, and we were talking about this a little bit with Dr. Kristen Lyerly a couple days ago. It is a celebration that has its roots in Wisconsin. Thank you to former Governor Gaylord Nelson. But Earth Day is important. It's great to celebrate. It's great to celebrate what we do for the Earth. But I read an article in the Wisconsin Examiner. We need to do a lot more, because just in the first line, they're talking about the fact that all these storms we got these past 2 weeks are very odd for this time frame. And it all has to go back to those two words that nobody wants to say out loud. Well, I do. Climate change, or as I call it, global warming, because apparently we can't say that anymore. But
people feel bad.
I don't care. You should feel bad. I think about this every time, Pete, I recycle. I'm happy to recycle. We got the recycling bin at the house. I just brought him in this morning because yesterday was Recycles Day. I have no problem being a part of that solution. I have no problem being part of that movement, I should say. But I feel like, and tell me what you think about this, Pete. I feel like 25, 30 years ago, they said we should recycle and then pushed all that responsibility on us when no one was saying, how about it's the companies who are pumping billions of gallons of black smoke into the air and doing all these things and dumping, like, I have no problem recycling, but that's not what's going to help the Earth in the long run. We need better, bigger policies that are going to actually hold polluters to account. That's what I really think about that, you know, when I think about that. Like, when I think about Earth Day, that's what I think about, is holding accountable those who are actually doing the major damage to our Earth.
Not the guy that recycles the Mountain Dew Baja Blast bottle. I get it. I'm with you. Let's pick up there, because I want to make a point about that too. And Earth Day is a great celebration of our Mother Earth. We are coming right back, ladies and gentlemen, with two more big stories, and one of them involves junk food. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach and Nightlight on the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Just makes me happy. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pete Schwabe, coming to you live from Christmas City, USA, just up the coast from my partner, Greg Bach, who is joining us live from Radio Park in Racine. And Dom, Lee, Dom Lee, as he is affectionately called, is in Madison. So it's great to have you with us tonight. We're in the middle of our three big stories. Mike Clemens will be joining us in about 10 minutes to update us on all things Wisconsin sports. And it's going to be a good one. He's got some really cool information just for us. We have a call, though, Dom, before we get back to our news stories. Who do we have?
We have Jack from Merrimack. How's it going?
Hey, Jack.
Hey. Hi, Jack.
I don't say that in the airport.
Oh, that was a good one, Jack.
Jack, is that why you called?
Nope. But I figured, why pass up a great opportunity? Anyway, first of all, I absolutely love Jack Nicholson when he does his over-the-top role. And I enjoyed him probably most. I think he played the devil in The Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when he played the Joker in Batman, he was just incredible. I really rate those as two of my favorite Jack Nicholson movies.
Noted, sir. Thank you. That's great.
Nice. Thank you very much, Jack.
The other thing
What's up, Jack?
Was... can you hear me yet?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. When Joe came out, I think their ad was something like all the sugar and twice the caffeine or something like that. And
yep.
I remember seeing an analysis of the caffeinated sodas, and they had a lot more caffeine than Pepsi or Coke. But the highest caffeine rated, both in percentage and total caffeine, if I recall correctly on those analyses, was Diet Mountain Dew, which is still, by the way, my drink of choice.
That's your drink of choice, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Got to keep these old bones going somehow.
you're like one of those guys who's 102 years old, and they say, "What's your secret?" Like, I drink a pint of scotch and smoke a pack of Pall Malls. I drink Diet Mountain Dew and nothing else. Well, Jack, now I know your secret. I'm going to buy some on the way home tonight.
Absolutely. Jack, that's awesome, buddy. Thank you for the call, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jack. Appreciate it.
He was in mid swig there of Diet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's paid. He's bought and paid for by big diet soda.
I just want to say one thing before we move on to our second big story. We were talking about Earth Day right before the break. And I pulled up this article by ABC News that said, the stuff we have in place is working. Once threatened species are rebounding, the sea turtle. But then in the same article, it listed all these horrible things that are happening. And it said deforestation is continuing to occur at a rapid rate, including 16.6 million acres of tropical primary forests lost in 2024, equivalent to 18 soccer fields per minute, according to the World Wildlife Fund. Let that sink in, Greg.
That's insane. I have no problem recycling. I have no problem loving the earth, being careful, leaving things the way I found them. I really do. I believe that. But I also think that we need to really shift our focus to the big polluters, the ones who are basically, in my opinion, those are like crimes against humanity, the way they are harming the earth. But, that's for our elected officials to take care of, not a radio guy in Racine. So shall we move on to story two?
Yes, please.
All right.
The second big story.
Go ahead, Greg.
No, I'm go ahead. It's okay. It's a story coming out Yahoo News.
Reuters is where I saw this about they want to reclassify weed. The United States administration, what the hell does that mean? Is expected to move to reclassify marijuana as soon as Wednesday, according to Axios, citing a familiar source within the matter. We had some debate about this. It's still not legal in Wisconsin, so it doesn't really matter what they call it or how they declassify it. But I thought that the president was against this at some point, like you said, but we couldn't really find
it. No. So looking back and with the help of senior producer Tucker, he looked at it. At best, Donald Trump has been wishy-washy on this. He has, the government has tried to make illegal, they have made illegal hemp-derived products that's supposed to be taking effect at the end of this year, which will have a huge effect on Wisconsin businesses who sell hemp-derived products. He has been back and forth with his own Justice Department back in his first term about, easing marijuana
enforcement. It's just, he hasn't said like, we're going to get, he's just, he blows with the wind, honestly.
Right.
And on, and it just, this just reminds me of the Rogan story from yesterday where simply he just wants to be popular. He wants to be cool. And he's going to say, yeah, we're going to do this. For decades, again, I'm going to make this point, for decades, we had experts, doctors, vets, you know, folks who suffer from mental illnesses who utilize marijuana for their, you know, their course of medication, for their way of keeping themselves in a good place, and have been told systematically by specifically Republican leaders, but there's a lot of politicians out there. It's like, no, can't do that, with a whole host of reasons. And now the president's like, yeah, let's do it. I mean,
it's the same. Yeah. It's like with the tipping issue. It's just like you said, blowing with the wind, wanting to be popular, and he wants to be invited to Joe Rogan's next sleepover. That's
yes.
why he fast-tracked.
Oh my gosh.
The,
it's so, so infuriating. I want marijuana to be legal.
Yeah,
especially
same.
Especially in Wisconsin. But it just feels very not, this doesn't feel like it's going to go anywhere, honestly, because he just signs a piece of paper with his weird signature, and who knows what will happen. He just wants that adulation in the moment. But this has real long-term effects, benefits, consequences. But again, decades of research and testimony from people who need this, who have expertise in it, and they got the, no, no, no. And the president goes, oh, okay, let's go for it. Meh. So infuriating.
Let's see if we can squeeze in really quick our last story.
Okay.
Greg, it's very simple. If you watch videos on junk food, you're less likely to eat them. Researchers call it cross-modal satiation. Basically, your brain gets enough satisfaction from seeing the food that you don't have to actually eat it. I'd like to believe that. I really would.
Yeah, I don't think that's true at all either. I've watched plenty of things on, I mean, sure, why not? Let's believe that together.
Let's do that. Let's
watch
all
believe that together.
Let's watch an I Has Cupquake video later.
Yes.
And, all right, we're coming right back, folks. Mike Clemens is here after the news. It doesn't Woo! Get any better than that. This is Nightlight with Peach Baba and Greg Bob.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we are going to be talking to Martin Alvarado from the Madison Central Library about all the great things happening, not only at the Madison Library, what's going on maybe at your library? So stick around for that. We have the nightcap, going to wrap everything up as usual, and we're going to get to our question of the night. It's Jack Nicholson's birthday. What's your favorite Jack Nicholson movie? Leave a comment on the live stream. Send us a text. Give us a call. Let us know, just like Jack from Merrimack did. But right now, it's time to welcome back to the program our friend, our buddy, the sports guru, the sports authority, Mr. Mike Clemens. How are you this evening, Mr. Mike Clemens? What's going on?
Good, Greg. Good, Pete. Of course, Cuckoo's Nest. About Schmidt. That was a pretty good Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Remember
one.
Remember that one? Here's one. Here's a recommendation. It came out at the same time as Cuckoo's Nest. It's called The Passenger. And Jack plays a reporter who's in Africa doing a documentary and just kind of gets tired with his life. And some businessman dies, so he switches identities. He finds out, though, the identity that he's picked up is a guy selling arms, and now guys are chasing after him. It's a really, really good
performance. Oh, my gosh. From Jack
Nicholson.
How have I not seen
that? It's called The Passenger. Yeah, it was a small film, but it's like I was blown away. It just showed how good that guy was coming off of Cuckoo's Nest. So that.
Wow.
Before I forget, you know, I'm driving home around midnight, 1, 2 a.m. from these stadiums, and so I hear the playback on the network of you guys' shows. That interview you guys did with the mayor of Madison, Rhodes Conway, excellent. I learned so much
thanks.
More stuff about Madison going on. Good stuff, boys. Good stuff.
Oh, thank Mike, you, sir. Thank you so much. And you know what?
You bet.
That means the world coming from you, because you are a guy who's been doing radio for so long, and the fact that you enjoy what we're doing, that means a lot. So appreciate the compliment, and you are fantastic as always. I mean, it goes without saying, but yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. So got some sad news today. You know, if you could join me on game day at Lambeau Field, it's pretty cool because you walk in the door, and then there's the technicians, and then there's the cameraman, and they've got their cameras on their shoulders, and they're dragging some cord behind them, and you're trying not to trip, you know? Or here comes the chain gang, right? The guys with the first down sticks, and, you know, get that stick out of my eye. You're going to poke me in the head there with that thing. You got to walk behind them. And then the referees, and they look like zebras. I mean, it's almost like being backstage at the circus. Here comes Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron in to do the radio broadcast. And then, back in the day, it used to be the band. And yeah. So, you know, for years, you know, through the history of the Packers, they had a band called the Lumberjacks. And then they changed that a little bit. And there was a guy named Lowell Ives who started playing with the band like in the 70s. And then in 1982, which is actually the first year I got into cover Packers games as a kid shooting camera, they made Mr. Ives the director. And he became the musical director at UW Green Bay. So he's teaching by day, and he's got this. They said, you know, instead of marches, like Sousa marches, maybe you make it like a jazz thing. So they did a little Chicago like you played earlier, or to come up with some own things. Anyway, Mr. Ives has passed away. He was 97 years old, but he was the director of that jazz combo. It used to be down on the sidelines in the south end zone on game day. And one of the things that he wrote, they still play today, and let's play that clip.
That's awesome. Does he get paid, or did he get paid every time they played that, Mike, or did he have some kind of an agreement?
No, the way it started was that little jazz combo that was down there, maybe four or five guys with a big trombone and a couple of microphones and little bandstands and, and football players running out of bounds, running into them. they got the stadium to do that. Yeah. So they would have the band mic'd, and then the fans would chant that.
Yeah.
So then they decided, well, listen, we can't have this band on the sidelines during the whole game anymore, but let's have you guys go in and record that, and we'll play it over the scoreboard. So that's how that all came about. Anyway, 97 years old, all those students that he instructed, one of his students was Lyle Mays, a great piano player, a kid that he kind of, you know, he was from out of Marinette, and he said, your improv is really good. Just keep working on that. He encouraged him. Lyle Mays, remember Pat Metheny, the Pat Metheny group?
Yeah, yep, yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lyle was Pat's keyboard player all those years when they were starting out. So, anyway.
And he was from Marinette, Mike?
Marinette, yeah.
And yeah. How do you spell Mays? Do you know?
M-A-Y-S. He passed, too, a few years ago, like in 66. But, yeah, he was with Pat Metheny, which when I started out in radio, one of my first jobs was public radio. And they played all that jazz back in the day, you know, from Pat Metheny and those guys, Kotke and that kind of thing. So, all comes around in a circle. So we got the draft. Well, we got the draft tomorrow night.
Okay. And where is that taking place this year?
Pittsburgh.
All right. And what do we see on the horizon? What are you looking at? What are the things we should keep our eyes out for? What are the things that the Packers are keeping their eyes out for?
Well, they don't pick now until Friday night. The 52nd pick overall. They've got 8 picks this year, 11 picks next year because of compensatory picks. You know, you give up a free agent, then the league gives you back an extra pick or something the following year. You know, they traded Rashawn Gary, their pass rusher. They got Micah Parsons back. Part of the reason they don't have a pick in the first round tomorrow night is that huge deal they did last summer with the Cowboys to bring Micah Parsons up from the Dallas Cowboys. So, and I don't think it's possible they may get a deal where they give up 2 picks to get 1 pick higher Friday night and go from 52 overall to maybe somewhere in the 40s. But speaking of, you know, you guys talk about movies so much on this show, there was a great movie 7-8 years ago called Draft Day starring Kevin
Costner. Oh, my God, that's such a good movie.
It actually is. You know, when it first came out, Greg, all the NFL and sports writers, cynical types, were like, oh, yeah, that's nothing real. And then some of the GMs were like, no, it's actually closer than you think. it's nice. More chaotic than it looks on TV. And so that's the story where Kevin Costner is a GM of the Browns, and he does, you know, kind of a cloak and dagger thing, and he pulls off a trade at the last minute. But it's like he's going to go after some quarterback who I think was from Wisconsin. Anyway, here's the deal. When you're on the clock, you've done all this preparation. You've got all these scouting reports. You've put together a board and the order of the players the way you should think. And then you wait for your pick to come up, and then you look at your board and say, this is the next best player available according to our math, according to our calculations. But, you know, what about what's in your gut? Like, you know, And Brian Gutekind says at the end of the day, you can measure a guy and how fast he runs, how strong he is. We've watched all his tape as a player. But not only does he love football, does he need football. In other words, after we pay him the first $10 or $15 million, he can't wait to get on the field. So I asked Gutekind about this yesterday in his pre-draft press conference.
Our guest is Mike Clemens. He is our sports authority here at Civic Media. He joins us tonight to talk all things Wisconsin sports. Mike, that was a great answer by the Packers GM, but a great question. It's just, you know, what are the Packers' needs? What do you think they'll target when it comes to round two?
I think their needs are offensive line. I think they need depth at the offensive line. You know, they gave up two players, including Elgton Jenkins, that moved on in free agency. Zach Tom, their starting right tackle, had injuries most of last year. Now he's back. They say okay from surgery. We'll see if he's actually ready for the start of the season. But they need a little bit more depth on the offensive line to back them up because they ran into troubles in that playoff game that they lost to the Bears down in Chicago. And then, you know, in terms of the two receivers that left in free agency, Romeo Doubs signed a $39 million deal guaranteed with the Patriots. The Packers were never going to pay that. They traded Dontavian Wicks, well, their third or fourth best receiver, to the Eagles and to pick up a couple of these picks that they lost in a Micah Parsons trade. So, you know, they'll get another receiver, and, you know, no big deal. But they're coming back, you know, with Christian Watson, with Jaden Reed, and then Matthew Golden, their first-round pick from last year. This will be his second year, and now in the spotlight will be on him. So I think one of the things that don't be surprised if they try and address backup offensive line.
Okay. Before we go to our break, Doc Rivers has stepped down as head coach of the Bucks. We know that's happening. And Giannis released a tweet this week that seemed like he was staying. He talked about being a Phoenix as far as like the city and the team and himself. What is the news? I mean, I feel like half the conversations we talk about when it comes to the Bucks is half is their record. The other half is Giannis staying. So what are you hearing from the Bucks organization, your sources?
Doc wasn't fired. I mean, Doc, when he found out that he was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, he's done. You know, I don't need to coach anymore. I'm in, man. I can go golfing now. And also, the Bucks are a mess, and I don't think he wanted to be there anymore because he could see that the owners aren't talking, Giannis isn't talking. Listen to what Doc Rivers basically saying, nice people, the Bucks. Giannis, great kid. You people need to talk to each other. Listen to this.
That's the voice of Doc Rivers. Compliments of our guest, Mr. Mike Clemens. We will break down what the former Milwaukee Bucks coach said. He was not fired. I keep thinking he was too, but Mike is right. He was not fired. But we'll break that down, that clip, when we come back, and we'll get into some Brewer talk with our guest, Mr. Mike Clemens. This is Nightlife with Pete Schwabba and Greg Buck.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday night as we talk about, oh my gosh, Jack Nicholson. We're going to talk books in hour number two with our favorite librarian from Madison. And right now we've got a few minutes with our pal, Civic Media Sports Authority, Mike Clemens. We listened to a clip from Doc Rivers that Mike shared with us right before the break. Some kind of parting shots at the Bucks, maybe, Mike?
Well, I think he's just calling it as he sees it, and I think Doc does that. There's sometimes that people say that Doc Rivers is kind of a phony, and it's never his fault. No, I've been watching him since he was a player, and he tells it like it is sometimes. And
he did
as a coach, and I'll tell you, when you get into those NBA circles, man, it is such a soap opera. You know, and you've got these players that, Giannis, he's got two brothers on the roster that have no business being there, but they get all these demands. So the last time I was around Giannis was the night before he had the extended knee injury, and it's the same old Giannis. He's this unbelievably dedicated athlete that gets there early, stays late. He's got the ice bags on with timers on for 30 minutes on it, and he just wants to play. But the world gets more complicated than that. And then, I talked to a buddy of mine that I know is in contact with the Giannis camp, if you will, the agents. I mean, they're at levels like, well, if he decides to move, we could go Orlando or we could go New York Knicks. And if he goes to Orlando, there's no tax there. So he'd be saving himself 13% income tax as opposed to going to the Knicks. I mean, these are the conversations these people are having. And at some point, Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam, the owners, need to sit this kid down at 31 and say, what do you want? Okay? Either sign and stay, or we'll send you to wherever you want to go. What do you want? And that's what this franchise needs to do.
Yeah, this is like the for me, like, and anyone who knows me, basketball isn't my big thing, but like, it's always interesting, especially, and you're not wrong when it comes to Doc Rivers. One thing I always appreciated about him when I'd listen to his interviews was, if they lost, they'd say, what do you think happened? He'd be like, we lost. They played better than we did. Next question. I'm like, right. Cool. Yeah. No need to philosophize. No need to pontificate. It's exactly at the end of the game, who has more points? They won. That's why they lost, because they won. So there you go.
Well, and I've covered them in between Packers and Brewers and coming to Madison and checking out Luke Fickell and what's going on with the Badgers over there. But, he recognized me and started coming over to me every once in a while, like, how do you think this is playing? I mean, he's very open that way. And it's not like he's working me. He wants that input. And so when you see those kinds of things and the staff that's following him around, that's a leader, right? And he walks into that situation and he looks at Giannis over there, good kid. He looks at your owners that are trying their best. But, they need counseling. They need counseling.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Mike, we have about 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to get to some Brewers talk with you. They had a six-game skid. Have they turned it around? It would seem so. Greg's beloved Brewers, give them something to be happy about here.
And part of that, they were Washington Nationals. Oop. Sort of beat them at their own game during that losing streak with, small ball and bunts and short hits and things like that. And so, the light went on with Pat Murphy saying, I'm missing two of my best hitters in Churio and Andrew Vaughn, and now Yelich is out until maybe Memorial Day with this groin injury. We got to do the same thing. And they actually won a couple of games doing that. Then last night they just unloaded on the Tigers. And some of these moves that they've made in the offseason, like, did you see that Devin Williams, the ace, that their closer that they had a couple of years ago that went for big money for the Yankees or to the Mets, and now, they've lost 12 games in a row?
Yeah.
you know, the ridiculous, money that is being spent with some of those teams. Corbin Burns, whatever happened to him after he went to the Orioles? And look at these young pitchers they've got. They got Quinn Priester coming back on rehab in Nashville now. And they're getting through, you know, with Brandon Woodruff, staying loyal to him, and these other young pitchers they've got. And then they're bringing in players like when they made that trade with the Red Sox. This David Hamilton, he went 4-for-4 last night. Dude's fast on the bases.
Yeah.
And they've moved him over to shortstop because Ortiz can't get a hit. It's just Matt Arnold continues to make these moves that are pretty amazing and in these trades. And then there's Pat Murphy, who last week it was Jackie Robinson Day. Everybody's wearing number 42.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked him about his favorite players going. He said, oh, Maury Wills, Luke Brock, Hank Aaron. And I said, how about Bob Gibson, you know, the pitcher from the Cardinals?
Because
Bob Harlan, the former Packer, worked with him. And Euchre was down there, too. And he goes, Bob Gibson. He says, I just used Bob Gibson this morning. Okay, the meeting is over. I went upstairs and I asked Adam McKelvey, who's a beat reporter, so you mean to tell me this guy manages baseball 15 hours a day and then he's playing baseball video games in the morning? He goes, he does it with his kids, okay? He lets his kids play contemporary players like Mike Trout or whatever, and then he plays the classic players so they get to know the Hall of Famers. Oh, okay, he's playing baseball video games with his kids. That's different. That's okay, because I thought we had a problem here.
Well, you know, one thing the Brewers definitely took a tumble to the bottom of the division last week, and like it was weird. They were at the bottom, but they were also tied with the Cardinals and the Cubs, essentially. But one thing I really loved is last week when Trevor McGill was not playing up to the fan standards, Pat Murphy did not hold back, and he told them, look, he pitches great for you guys and you love him, and he has one bad game and you boo him. That's not good. That's not fair. Knock it off. I'm like, Father has spoken.
Anyway, be honest. Just tell the fans they're nuts. Back off.
Yeah.
You know, and McGill had a great night the next night, and that's what you want is that honesty. And look how those guys then will turn around and they will play for a guy who's you know, looking out for them. Yeah, that's what makes the difference. Absolutely.
Yep.
Mike, great stuff as always, my friend. Have a great night and enjoy the draft or whatever you're doing this weekend. I'm sure you'll be fixated on the draft though as well. Great stuff, and please come back soon.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. All right, that's the great Mike Clemens. When we come back, we're going to read your texts after the news. The question of the night is, it is Jack Nicholson's birthday. He's 89. What is your favorite Jack Nicholson movie or role? Be part of the show, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.